The vote next month on a York County casino may be about campaign tactics and business practices as much as it's about slot machines and blackjack tables. Steve Missler has been following this odyssey and gives a full accounting at mainpublic.org. Steve joins us now with the abridged version. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Erwin.
The backers of this wanted this vote held last year. Why wasn't it?
Well, they had a really short window to collect the 61,000-plus signatures that they needed to get on the ballot in 2016. The campaign has never really divulged this, but you can assume by the way they acted that they thought they could close that gap by increasing the amount of money they were paying to paid circulators to get these signatures that they needed. They were paying up to $10 per signature, which is a lot of money. It's a staggering amount of money in this business. But what happened was once the circulators went out to collect the signatures, there were reports that they were overly aggressive or they weren't being fully honest about what the proposal was. And so at the end of the day, they gathered about 91,000 signatures and submitted those to the Secretary of State to validate them. And less than half of them turned out to be valid. And the Secretary of State issued a report saying there were these widespread irregularities, and that, in effect, blocked the proposal from appearing on the 2016 ballot.
How expensive has this total effort been, and where is all this money coming from?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it's been very expensive. They've spent $6.1 million so far. And to put that into perspective, the same-sex marriage campaign from 2009, which is actually repealed Maine's same-sex marriage law at the time, that was $4.5 million, and that was very expensive for a Maine referendum. So $6.1 million so far, and over $4 million was spent just to get on the ballot. And that is the staggering part of this. That doesn't even count for the advertising and everything else that's taking place right now. So that $6.1 million figure is going to go up. There's no question about it. You asked where that money is coming from. Up until April, we thought it was coming from Lisa Scott, which is the sister of the person who would benefit from this proposal, the only person who could actually hold a license for this proposal, which would be Sean Scott. But in April, we discovered that Lisa Scott wasn't the funder of this campaign. She was basically a pass-through agent for a network of domestic and offshore companies that have been funneling money through her into this campaign committee.
Now, you mentioned Sean Scott. His name has been linked to this. Who is he, and why does his involvement in this matter?
Sean Scott, he should be familiar to some Mainers. He brought gambling to Maine in 2003 when he introduced a referendum in Bangor that would allow a racetrack there to have slot machines. He was successful in that effort, but he also made headlines trying to get the license for that operation because there was a Harness Racing Commission report that looked into his finances, his business associates, and the report that they came out with was not flattering to Sean Scott. There were widespread questions about his business interests and a trail of litigation that has continued ever since 2003. After that report came out, Sean Scott sold the license to the Bangor facility, netting himself $51 million. And there's some concern that that's what his aim on this proposal is to do as well, which is to get a voter approval, and then to turn around and flip the license to somebody else who would run the facility.
So what exactly is the State Ethics Commission looking into, and when might we expect its findings?
Well, the Ethics Commission is investigating the finances of this operation. The true funding sources for this campaign were obscured for over a year, and I think the Ethics Commission is trying to find out, A, do we know whether or not all of the funding sources have been revealed, and B, whether or not the campaign hid those funding sources intentionally. And if they do find that out and they assess a late penalty, this casino operation could be hit with a significant fine. $4 million, that's the extent that it could be. It could be also be less than that. Well, that'll be up to the Ethics Commission to make that determination. Whether or not that happens before Election Day is unclear. There is an Ethics Commission meeting that's scheduled for the end of the month. I don't know that they're going to get to the bottom of their investigation by that time.
Steve, thanks very much.
Thanks, Erwin.